Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia police are investigating a hit and run that killed a woman in Kensington early this morning around the Allegheny L stop. Authorities say just before 2:30 a.m., officers found the woman believed to be in her 40s, unresponsive in the street, suffering from head trauma. She was taken to the hospital where she died a couple hours later. Police say they have no information at this time about the vehicle involved. They're asking anyone with information to reach out to the Crash Investigation Division or the department's tip line. There's a stepped-up security presence at North Penn High School in Montgomery County after police say a student was found with a gun on campus. KYW's Connor Barcon reports from Lansdale.
A 16-year-old student is charged with possession of a firearm and related offenses after police say they found a 9mm handgun in his possession. This morning, students showed up to additional security screening and had to walk through weapon scanners at North Penn.
When I dropped them off, I noticed that there was a lot of police throughout the parking lot, in the front, in the back, pretty much all over.
We spoke with a North Penn parent who wanted to remain anonymous. She doesn't understand why weapon scanners aren't used all the time.
Why are they not used every day with that amount of people? It's like we're reactive and not proactive.
Police were near school grounds investigating an unrelated incident when they got a tip that led them to the armed student. The gun was found and the student was taken into custody. The school is urging students and family to report any information they may have to police. In Lansdale, Connor Barcon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Republicans in the Pennsylvania Senate have passed another spending plan that is likely to die in the Democrat-controlled House. Here's more from KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
The latest plan that now heads from the state Senate to the House is similar to the proposal the Senate passed in August, which carried last year's spending levels over to this year, but this one adds about $300 million for debt service and pension obligations. Governor Josh Shapiro.
I mean, it's a joke. It doesn't actually meet the obligations of this Commonwealth. It's a gimmick, and it's not designed to be serious or get the job done.
State Senate Appropriations Chairman Republican Scott Martin says the proposal that passed the House is irresponsible, as it would burn through Pennsylvania surplus while committing the state to future payments after that fund runs dry.
So, ladies and gentlemen, when you're left then with a $6 to $8 billion budget hole in the second year, and you have no money in reserves, what are your options?
Senate Republicans say their plan gets money out to counties and school districts immediately with responsible spending. Democrats say using last year's budget doesn't cover basic obligations, and they accuse Senate Republicans of being unable to get enough votes for anything other than flat funding. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A New Jersey state senator is asking for some answers after he says he received a couple of bizarre phone calls from utility companies. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more on this.
State Senator John Bramnick says he received two calls, including one from a third party representing New Jersey American Water, to set up a meter inspection. He asked the operator which property they were talking about.
He said, well, we don't know. What's your name? Give me some information. I said, excuse me? You call me. So I immediately hung up and I called the utility company, and they were able to figure out why this subcontractor was calling me.
Bramnick says this raises red flags because you're not supposed to give personal information over the phone to people you don't know, and that this should never be the official policy of utilities operating in the state. He's asking for the Board of Public Utilities to look into this. We reached out to New Jersey American Water for clarification on how they handle these sorts of calls, but have not received a response. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.